One of the newer traditions in Jackson Hole is an event called the Jackson Hole Fire Festival. It runs June 14th through the 20th. It came from an idea developed by Kendra Day of Vistas 360 Degrees in Jackson. She joins us to explain the event and her organization.
Vistas 360 Degrees is the idea behind it is to connect mountain cultures around the world and mountain people around the world. In the 21st century, the isolation of mountain people is evaporating. More and more mountain people are widely connected to the larger world. We used to be very isolated in our little valleys. And so our thought was to create an organization that would replace that isolation with cooperation so that we can help preserve our mountain cultures, help protect our mountain places by working together. So our purpose at Vista 360 is to promote cooperation between mountain people around the world.
You've done a number of collaborations. I know you talk with people from other countries, other mountain areas. Do people find this to be very useful?
You know, we have a very strong partnership with Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia. That's our first organization. And yes, we are, I think, considered to be very useful in Kyrgyzstan. We also work with Japan, the Mount Fuji region of Japan, which we're going to talk about more today. We're also active in the United Nations Mountain Partnership, which is linking mountain people around the world as well. Our particular emphasis is on culture and the arts in mountain regions, and we're one of the only organizations in the world, actually, with that focus. So people do appreciate what we're trying to do. We're still, of course, a very small organization, but we have a big idea.
Well, one of these big ideas is the 2012 Fire Festival program gets underway June 14th through the 20th there in Jackson Hole. What is this?
The Fire Festival is a cultural exchange, what we call a community-wide cultural exchange, with the town of Fuji Yoshida, which is located at the base of Mount Fuji in Japan. The fire festival they have there is famous in Japan for its beauty because it's a street fair lit by a blaze of torches and drumming and food, and it's just a very exciting, spectacular event. The purpose of the fire festival in Japan is to express thanks to the natural world of Mount Fuji. And we in Jackson Hole and mountain people everywhere have the same feeling. We all are grateful to the wonderful places, the natural world and the wonderful places that we live that give us so much. So we thought it was a wonderful way to connect the people of Mount Fuji and the people of Jackson Hole. So the Fire Festival's first purpose is to say thank you and express our respect for our natural world, our little corner of the natural world. And we use the same fire and the same drumming, and we borrow the Japanese tradition, which they generously share with us, to express that. We don't have a tradition like that in the United States, so it's something I think that we all are interested in doing. The other reason for the festival is community participation. In Japan, in every little town, they have festivals like this, even in neighborhoods in Tokyo. And the reason they do them year after year is to give the whole community a chance to do something together. And there's a role for everybody in the community in these festivals. And we also thought that was a great idea, so we're also following in those same footsteps.
So you've got a number of events that are tied with this festival program. Would you like to run through some of those and maybe talk about them just real briefly?
So the festival in Jackson Hole is a collaboration of 15 different organizations. Vista 360 is the lead producing organization, but we work closely with all the arts organizations, the Center for the Arts, Teton County Library, the National Wildlife Museum, and each of these organizations are contributing to this central theme of expressing our respect for the natural world. So the theme this year is Earth, Air, Fire, Water. And the National Museum of Wildlife Art is doing a party and a sculpture unveiling on Thursday, June 14th, that we're participating in. Dancers Workshop is doing a dance concert on the 15th and 16th with that same theme, Earth, Air, Fire, Water. And they've commissioned artists to make incredible costumes for their dancers. around that theme. The Art Association has a beautiful exhibit in their gallery around that theme with an artist whose name is Michelle Ona Dokar, who's a very well-known artist. So we have an extraordinary exhibit. And then we have all of the other organizations are also contributing. Partners is doing, Partners is our arts education organization here in Jackson, linking arts to the schools, and all of their teacher artists are involved in helping us to make and teach Japanese handicrafts and so forth. So I could tell you day by day what our festival includes, but you can also look at our website, which has the whole schedule, which is www.jhfirefestival.org. And then I should mention that the festival culminates in an amazing street fair, Japanese-style street fair, that's also a summer solstice party. And that will take place on Wednesday, June 20th, at the Jackson Town Square, with taiko, Japanese taiko drumming, fantastic food and drink, all kinds of children's events, traditional Japanese tea house. It starts at 6 o'clock and goes until 11 or 11:30, so the festival is lit by the blaze of torches that we light, and there's a ceremony at its heart which expresses our thanks to the natural world.
The full schedule can be found at www.jhfirefestival.org. Kandra, always a pleasure. Nice to chat with you again, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
Kandra Day heads up the organization Vista 360 Degrees in Jackson.